back for lesson number 3. We're talking about Akashic Clearing, which you already experienced if you did the assignment from lesson number 2. But we're going to talk about this is going to be a shorter lesson. We're just going to talk about other ways you can discover these patterns or programs. So last time, you looked for a past trauma that you knew still had some energy around it. But you can actually work backwards. And this can be actually maybe even more effective at healing challenges or issues, recurring challenges or issues, like anxiety, recurring relationship challenges, low self-esteem, you know, and especially when it's like this one thing keeps happening. Like, why do I keep having really mean neighbors or something? Something that's just, it's like you can be pretty confident that's something in your Akashic field that's magnetizing that. It's like there's a vibrational thing going on. So you can work from that place. So what you do is you take the challenge. So what's the challenge? Is it anxiety? Is there a trauma that keeps happening that you keep experiencing? You know, and then you can begin to go back and see where in this life did it initiate? And often there's a place it initiated in this life. There's also a place it may have initiated in a past life. Like we said with the Edgar Cayce, you'll keep getting similar lessons or similar opportunities to learn the same lesson. So that's why we sometimes, you know how you hear about those people who get mugged all the time. It's like, why, or struck by lightning or something. It's like there's some kind of lesson that the soul is wanting to learn that is unique to that person. So you can kind of look deeply and go, where may this have started? When's the first time I remember experiencing this challenge or a similar challenge or a similar feeling in this life? Then you can go to that trauma, that first time you remember it. And even if maybe there's, you know, you don't have to worry. If there's something earlier that you don't remember, something you're not thinking about, you can still work from that trauma to take the emotional baggage away from that. You can always come back later and do it on another trauma that you remember from this life or a past life. So you can do it that way, and then you can do it on the past life. So you can actually, you know, go, okay, I keep on feeling this phobia, or there's this challenge that I'm having in this life. You can be pretty sure that there's something related in a past life that you've experienced. So you can actually set the intention when you do the past life regression, and you can do the same one that you did before with Denise Lynn. You can set the intention, help me to find the origins, or help me to find an origin of this challenge. Then you can do the past life regression. Then you can fill out that thing that we did from lesson number 2, where you do the trauma, the belief, the fear, the accompanying patterns, and the freedom quality. And then you do the tapping, and you do the calling on the angels, and the clearing, so that you can go even further back. And so you can get more specific on what it is, why you're wanting to clear something, and what it is you're wanting to clear. So like I said, this is a quick one. I want you to kind of integrate this wisdom by actually doing the work. So now you can actually use the past life that you discovered from lesson 1, or you can do another past life regression meditation and do use a different life. But I want you to do an Akashic clearing from a past life for this one, okay? And of course, ask me questions on the Facebook page or in the forum if you have any. Otherwise, go do your homework and have lots of fun.